The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord. The season of Lent gives us an opportunity to remind ourselves about the great events of salvation. And we need to keep remembering that because we really need to know our roots, our origins, where we've come from, what God has done for us to bring us today here, where we are, and also so we don't make the same mistakes. We need to remember the past. So last week we had the story of Adam and Eve. They were tempted by Satan. And instead of saying no to sin, they said yes, they gave in to temptation. And we had in the gospel story just the opposite. We have Jesus who was tempted by Satan, and he said, "No, I'm here to do the will of my Father." So there we have kind of the contrasting stories of our beginnings. We have the fall of Adam and Eve, and then we have Jesus, after 40 days of prayer and fasting, beginning to undo what Adam and Eve have done. And we have the same sort of stories today in our readings. In the first one, we have the character of Abraham. He's our father in faith. He is the one we look to as the one who first said to God, "I give my will over to you." And God promised him, because of his faithfulness, his righteousness, that all nations would be blessed. And as we know the story of Abraham, he was told by God to take his only son, to go up on a mountain, and to sacrifice him. And he was willing to do that. God, of course, stopped him before that happened. But that showed the depth of Abraham's faithfulness to the Father, to God. And then in today's gospel, we have another mountaintop story where Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to the top of a mountain where he is transfigured. And really what he's showing to those three apostles is the glory that he has as the Son of God. It's kind of like a little hint of what's going to happen after his death. He will be raised from the dead. He will have a glorified body, but it's just a little hint. But unlike Isaac, who was safeguarded from being sacrificed, Jesus does go to the Mount of Golgotha, and he is sacrificed. He does die. So we're remembering all these stories because they're so important to our own story, because we, as baptized Christians, are supposed to be following in the footsteps of Jesus. Not of Adam and Eve, but of Jesus. And we remember Abraham because of his faithfulness as a way of saying, "I got to be faithful like that too." And just like the faithfulness of Moses and Elijah, the two people that appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, they were faithful too. And we are called to be faithful as well, just as Jesus was faithful to the will of the Father. And Lent gives us an opportunity to ask ourselves, where are we in our journey? How have we given into temptation? How have we failed? How have we sinned? What do I need to say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me? Repentance. That's what we're called to do in a particular way during Lent, so that we can get back on track, do the will of God, and fulfill the plan God has for all of us. That's what Paul talks about today. He talks about the design of God. God has designed everything for our benefit. He wants us to do particular things. He wants us to take the gifts we have been given and use them to extend his kingdom. But again, it's up to us to say, yeah, I'm going to do that. And if we fail, to say, Lord, I have failed. I am sorry. Please forgive me. And of course, God is always, always willing to forgive us so that we can be faithful disciples. And of course, we know the story of Peter. Yes, he was very bold and faithful, except when things got difficult, and then he was frightened. And that may be our story as well. And yet God does not reject us because of that, but he keeps coming back to us and offering to pick us up so that we can move along as his faithful disciples. Now, we remember these stories so that not only can we stay focused on Jesus Christ, focused on the cross, focused on how we have been called to follow him so that one day we can be with God in heaven, but we do it as well so that when we go out into the world, we know our story. And it's our story, and it's the story of every other person on this planet. But a lot of people have never heard the story. They don't know that there is a loving God who created them as unique human beings, as people who are part of his design, that he wants to be with him for all eternity. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people live in darkness and despair. So we have the words of eternal life. We have the words that Jesus has given us. So what we're called to do is to remember our story, make sure we are constantly right with God, and proclaim it out in the world. To be willing to say, like Elijah the prophet did, no, you're going the wrong way. Or Moses, no, that's not right. Get back on the path. I will help you with that. We're called to be that bold in our faith, to be truly faithful and righteous, and to use the gifts God has given us to proclaim the gospel, to live it. So our work is not done till we take our last breath. And no matter who we are, no matter what our age or health is like, we have been given this great commission to go forth, proclaim the gospel, so that other people can see the light of Christ. So just as Jesus shone with this fantastic light on the Mount of Transfiguration, that's the light we have been given to take out into the world, to shine it out there so people will come to give praise to our Father in heaven, will come to worship him, to glorify him, and one day be with him in eternity. So we're here at the second Sunday of Lent. We still have many Sundays to go. So it's a time to ask ourselves, where are we in our journey? How well are we doing? What do we need to tweak? What do we need to change radically? Where do we need to go for help? What kind of practices, disciplines do I need to engage in my life so that I can be focused in my faith, stronger in my faith, more loving, more kind, more gentle? All those things that God calls us to be as his disciples. So we receive the word of God. We receive his flesh and blood, those fantastic gifts, so that we can grow in our faith, so we can be strong and good disciples of the Lord. And again, not to keep it to ourselves, but to take it out into the world where there is so much hunger, so much desire for those words that we have heard, so that people can be nourished and strengthened in their journey to the Lord.